was completely unexpected anyway for a start. I just counted myself as an ordinary polo shirt, and that's all part of a teamwork anyway, tug of war. Like, it's not an individual sport, like, it's just a team sport.
Sure, and just looking at the website there, there's been over 10,000 votes cast for you so far. There's still 3 weeks to go with the voting as well. So does that fill you with pride that so many people have put their confidence in you and have voted for you?
Yeah, kind of amazing, like, because I don't see myself as being out in the public. Like, I'm just kind of a quiet person on the team, like, and it's unusual. Like, I never expected any of our start.
And listen, the tug of war was a big thing in your family there, of course, with the 10 boys and, you know, a real family affair. But when did you first start competing in tug of war competitions?
Yeah, our club formed in 1975. There was a couple of pullers from Clongeen team joined us, which were first cousins of ours anyhow. Like, it's a tradition in the area. Like, there's always tug of war in this area.
And were you inspired by anybody who were before you to set up the club? Like, you know, it was always in the area, but did you have any heroes growing up?
No, sure. It's really, like, everybody our age, like, at that age, like, were doing a bit of GAA and that, like, and tug of war was in the area anyway, like, so it was kind of natural just to follow on with it, like, when it's all around us, like.
And did you do it as a chap before you set up the club?
Yeah, the older brothers, like, they were going on ahead of me, like, yeah, we done it 17 or 18 years of age, like, for little bits and pieces, like.
And what was it about this sport that just drew you in? Because obviously, you know, your brother Kevin went on to, you know, do great work in Gaelic Games that everybody knows about, but you stuck with the tug of war, and why did you do that?
Because all the other brothers and the first cousins were involved in it, like, and it's a sport that suited me better than Gaelic.
And did you play much Gaelic as a young lad yourself?
Only underage in schools, like in secondary schools and that, like.
Right, but you never really caught the bug like Kevin did.
No, I kind of, when the finished secondary school, I kind of gave it up, like.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And look, sure, obviously, you know, it worked out well in the end because you stuck with the tug of war and, you know, you started to go to national championships and then involved at 9 different world games. Is that right?
Yeah, nine world games. Yeah, from the first one to the 9th one without a break. So I missed the 10th one, like, so... You want to take a break.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I can understand that. And for people that don't know, the World Games, it sort of acts as an Olympics for non-Olympic sports. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And do you have any favourites? You know, obviously you were at 9 of them, but is there one that sticks out in your memory?
I suppose in 1985 in London, where we won 2 gold medals there in 2 different weights. I said, that's the best one we had, like.
Yes, that was in the 720kg and the 640. So just explain to us, what's the different categories there? What's actually making up the weight?
Yeah, so it's an 8-man team. So the 8 weights combined, that's what makes up. You can be, say, 640 kilos is 640 max. You can be under that weight, but not over. The same 720. So with the different weights, then you just, use different pullers to come close to the weight as possible, like.
Sure, and because there is such a focus on weight, did you find that you had to keep yourself under a certain amount of weight? Did you pay much attention to, you know, how your body was fitted out, really?
Oh, yeah, making the weight was a big deal. Everybody was given a certain weight to be at, and you had to be at that weight and then to gain the team. So everybody done their part, like.
So you were a bit like a jockey in that kind of sense?
Oh yeah, everybody, you wouldn't be carrying excess weight now. Even if you had to do a sauna, you done it and that was it.
And did you find that times like Christmas where, you know, there's so much food everywhere, did you find that difficult?
Yeah, well, lucky enough, we only done mostly concentrated on outdoor, and that was season about April to third week in September when it finished up, like, so we didn't get involved in indoor over the winter.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It was easy enough then.
Yeah, no, I can understand that then. And I've also heard that you didn't do any sort of weights or anything like that. It was all kind of just natural strength. But where does that strength come from?
Oh, yeah, so growing up on a farm, like, you know, always the manhandling thing, like, and so that's where the natural strength came from. Like, the manual work is training on its own.
That's absolutely amazing when you think, like, you know, there would be plenty of other lads who would, you know, be in the gym every day trying to get their strength up, and yours just came from, you know, lifting heifers or whatever it was.
Yeah, more doing tillage and lifting stones and stuff like that, like, and bags of fertilizer, like 50 kg bags and all. So they're normal, like, they would, you were handling a couple of hundred of them in a day, like, it's like being doing a long session in the gym.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fair play. And listen, you were one of the founding members of the Bowley Club there as well. That's really gone from strength to strength there. Just looking at their Facebook page here, they've got a wonderful video of yourselves winning in 1985. It must be great to see, you know, the club that you set up still be going, you know, what is it, 44 years later?
Yeah, it is. All the brothers left retiring from the game, and I'm the only one, I suppose, and the only one that's single, so there's no excuses for missing it then. I have nephews on the team now instead of brothers.
So you're keeping it up in the tradition there anyway?
Oh, yeah, they're the ones that's doing the run now, so I fill in when they're a man short, and you need a squad of 10 or 12, you know, to perform in all the different weights, so it's hard to get a good 10 or 12 there all the time.
And could you see yourself going into the coaching element then afterwards when you decide to give it up?
No, there's plenty of people there available there to do that. Like, I don't mind being involved in training and that with the younger pullers and that. Like,
and is there any of the nephews who's really standing out? Like, you know, the next James Keogh, is that coming through in Bowley?
Oh, yeah, there's four there at the moment. Like, you couldn't pick one out from the other, right? They're all very good.
Brilliant. And listen, if somebody's listening to this and they wanted to get involved in tug of war, what's the one piece of advice that you give them for somebody who's a complete novice?
Oh, if you're interested in travel, and there's a lot of travel involved in tug of war around the country and around the world, and if you're naturally strong and you're not involved in other sports, that'd be a good one to try out.